We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
This is Silent Slade, your host, and with me here today for episode 19 of BaseNet Radio is Murdoch.
Hey, what's up?
D-Mad.
Hello.
Echo.
Hey.
And Slicko.
Who?
All right.
Now, I just got that.
You said 19, right?
That's correct.
That's 25. So weird. No.
Oh, right.
25 in decimal.
That's true.
No, what's weird about 19 is that it's my 19th birthday on Friday.
19? So.
19.
No.
Dropping docs.
Yeah.
This is OX19, not 19.
Oh. Wait, what?
Exactly.
We're doing it in hex, baby.
Oh. Wait, what?
Exactly. What? All right, well, just finish off. As you know, we have multiple sections to the show. We have more than enough section to fill a show, actually, so we kind of like threw some out this week. We're always interested in ideas for other sections, hopefully some that can be filled out with more content effortlessly, like news and email and other stuff. And I guess let's just cut the shit short and go to first section. Okay, and I guess as that tone says, it's time for email.
Email.
All right. Does anyone know about our new BaseNet at basenetradio.net address?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, since it's only been around a week, we've already gotten lots and lots of email. But before I start... I'm going to have to start opening my drink.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I'm going to have to light up a cigarette as well.
Now, I can actually drink this, right, Slade?
Yeah, go ahead. Have a cigarette.
Good.
It is Monster, of course.
Now I'm awake.
Oh, yeah. I need a little sweet something.
A little sweet something.
Actually,
whoever did that was a commercial.
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. You liked it?
I liked it.
I smelled it.
All right. So let's start with the first email. I guess we should go from first in, first out. So we got one from Droops, and it's a simple email just letting us know that there's going to be a mirror for BaseNet over at infonomicon.org.
Awesome.
So in case we experience that issue we had recently with the
outage. On RC a few days ago, he gave me permission to link from the site.
Did he?
Yes.
Awesomeness.
So I'm gonna put that in the archive section.
It's a shame because I already sent him an email asking him the same thing.
Really?
Droops is an awesome guy. I met him at Freaknik.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, good guy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Seems cool. Hell, he's mirroring our shit.
Have you seen his wife? She's fucking hot.
Too much information.
Wow. Can we edit that out?
Wow. Can't believe I heard that coming from you, man.
Yeah, I know. From me. All people.
All right. Next up, we got one from Fireblade, and it's fire with a one.
Okay. F1RE.
F1RE underscore man. Blade.
Is that kind of like J2RE?
I hope not. Because then he'd lag like a bitch. First of all, I love your show. I'm learning about a new distro that I didn't even know existed. It would have been shaky. Didn't mention which one. I was wondering what the link was to that background music. That's a good question for this
users,
week.
I want to know what that is.
Hope you get a camera soon so we can see you ADDing. Thanks for the show. Keep up the good work. Greets, Fireblade. P.S.
Omniscan.
Nice.
Anyway.
All right. So this week.
I can answer the link section. This is for end user stuff. It's radio.tlmn.com.
Nice.
And that will bring you to end users. The Night Drive Through Babylon page.
Right, but now, if you want to listen to what's on this week, we tried a little something different.
A little something.
That would be me. I recommended, bluemars.org and the ambient stream called Cryosleep, which is just it's called a zero-beat guaranteed ambient stream. It's really good. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's really chilling me the hell out right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we need that monster drink.
No, well, that's why we need great, this great Propel Fitness water is really... tastes like Grape Fun Dip, right, Echo?
Grape Fun Dip.
Grape Fun Dip, yeah. Man.
I miss that shit so much.
They still make it.
They still make it.
Yeah, oh, but they don't sell
it in
my neighborhood.
In the Midwest,
they still sell it around my house.
Yeah, your house. My house is too ghetto to fucking buy that shit. Anyway,
wow.
Next one up. We got one from, I'm going to call him Enigma X, because I don't want to give away his real name. And he said, hey, Slicko, but, you know, I'm Slade, so... have you ever considered using BitTorrent to distribute the high-quality basement episodes with Azurus magnet links or beta BitTorrent trackless features? You wouldn't even have to bother setting up a tracker. Just a thought. Oh, and would you guys be interested in a correspondent report on... not going to let you know.
Ooh. Well, aren't we always interested in that stuff?
Hell
just send it.
Yeah, you don't even have to ask.
Just
do it.
Just send it.
Get us an MP3, a WAV, a Resound file, anything.
An OG? OGG?
An OG would be nice.
Why, don't call it an OG. Call it Vorbis, man. OG
Very
is just
true.
A file container.
Very true.
You can put movies in OG containers.
Yep.
But I like the way OG sounds.
But Vorbis sounds 10 times better.
Yeah, but then again, if everybody says Vorbis, that's like
Vorbis
everybody
like
all of a sudden saying it's an MPEG 2 layer 3 file.
Fine.
Instead of MP3.
Owned.
Yep. No, it's just...
Shut down.
It's just kind of logic. Actually, it's easier to say Vorbis than OGG, so I think that does make more sense.
OG.
OG. OG. Yeah, that's true. It's easier to say OG than Vorbis.
Both of you, shut up.
Well, in any case, send us the OG. I want the OG.
Fine, OGs.
No OG, no online.
Hard-boiled OG.
Let's see. We got some other fan mail, and this one's nice because this one comes with pictures.
Pictures?
Hey, guys. I'm glad your site is back up and running. Sure missed those 128 kilobyte, you know, files, though. It's awesome to listen to such high quality and just adds to the content of what you're talking about. Hope you can reconsider making them available. Which is...
Actually, it's as soon as I redo all the files because I kind of cleared the 128s.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Lost them, but I have the original waves, so we're safe.
I have the 128s.
Oh, you do?
Mostly.
Every single one.
Up until like 16, I think. Until the site went bleh.
Oh, wow. That makes it 20 times easier. No, but I want to...
They're not the same.
I want to redo the file formats altogether. I want to, like...
Move to OG Vorbis?
No, well...
I'm making him happy, Murdoch.
Oh. I am so tired right now. I'm
Hold on
sorry.
One second.
Just... If I doze
just,
off...
Just start
thank
slurping.
Thank you.
Oh. You didn't have
Delicious.
To lick it, though.
I didn't lick it. Just kidding, you asshole.
All right. So anyway, you're going to redo the files.
We're having fun.
Yeah,
I'm going to I don't know if I'm going to change the file form, but I meant the bitrate. Maybe really have 3 available, a 64 stereo, a 32 mono, and a...
I think we should leave the 128s, but maybe torrent them up so that we don't have to carry them. But
I was thinking for for the podcast, maybe doing like a 96 MP3 only for podcasting and have like a Or no, what was I thinking? Something like that. I don't know. What?
You were just talking.
Okay, yeah,
talking.
I was just talking. I'm like, yeah, I'm just, because I'm still undecided at what I'm going to do. So
it's no big deal.
If you can't tell already.
All right, well, anyway, Dan says, keep up the great work. I don't give up much time to podcast, but yours is a weekly must. Have fun with this link, and it's acme.com/licensemaker. And later, Wired Kel. Now, you go down to the bottom, there's a Colorado license plate. I'm going to hold it up for you guys to see. That says OmniScan.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Awesome. And
isn't
then
that sexy?
You click on the link, and it takes you to, like, the license generator.
Oh,
now,
I thought it was real.
No, I wish. But you can make your own. I tried doing one for New York, but it's outdated. It's the old Statue of Liberty one.
Oh.
Not the new blue, ugly
but
one.
But are the New Jersey ones correct?
Who cares?
Yeah.
It's Jersey.
Yeah, fuck Jersey.
All right, so thanks, Wired Krell, for the email. We always need more email. All right, now we got another one from Ed. That's all I got here. Greetings, longtime fan of your show. Always look forward to another release. Great job, guys. But I have one question. For as long as I can remember, I've always downloaded your shows off Hacker Media's feed. Straight to my aggregator, I would prefer to download your shows from a direct feed from you guys, as this would then not include all the other shows which I don't listen to. From Hacker Media. So I do direct feed from your own cast. It would Would you mind emailing it to me, or it would be much appreciated. Thanks for the great cast, Ed.
Okay, so we should like throw up
like some sort of quick RSS.
It's like only podcast, it's a simple XML script.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that seriously difficult to do. And we can do it for like the last 5 episodes or something.
Yeah.
So people can catch up.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
All right, just out of curiosity, this is another email from Nick. Do you guys have a podcast setup? What is this? Like podcast day? I wouldn't find the URL, although I managed to find a picture that says podcast on it. The BaseNet JPEG from the old site. Thanks for the show.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, that's a relic.
That's the second email, I think, in total that we've received mentioning that.
Yeah.
That it's podcasted, but from where? Well, from Hacker Media, but I guess people want it from just us now, don't they?
I think so, yes. I think people are starting to want a podcast from our own. Now, next email. I don't even know if I can read this on the air without killing us.
I fear what that means.
Yeah. It's from Poly Mirror, and it's, like, huge. But
it's like 4 paragraphs of like.
It's an
text.
Essay. Yeah. It is a good essay though. It's corrections on Gentoo X or Distro of the Week last week.
All right. Just a quick statement. I appreciate that email. I haven't read it yet, but truthfully, I could give a shit less. But you know what? Read the email. Let me know what I did wrong.
Oh, it's. I mean,
just give us the gist of it.
Pretty much, it's just saying how. It was a couple things like what Morbid said about the Splinter Cell Mech Assault. You can actually go through part of the game. It's a saved game that has a buffer overflow in it, which is how you get it to run exploited code.
Right.
Other thing is Gentoo X installs on the hard drive. You don't need any upgraded drive or anything.
Wait, did I say that?
You still need to reboot in order to play games, which is something we were talking about.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it's no longer supported by Gentoo because they disapprove of the pre-compiled download. So they're making their own project.
And they disapprove of a pre-compiled. Oh God!
Right. What they don't realize is that it'll take you, as Polymira says in the email, forever and a half to compile on a 733 megahertz machine, Celeron, for no less.
Oh yeah. Well, I've compiled Gentoo on my 300 megahertz box.
Yeah. A week later.
Exactly. Actually, it was about 3 or 4 days later.
Jesus.
That's some uptime.
Stage one.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I'm sorry. I can't do that. Thanks, Palomir, for the update. 2 left. We have a lot of email this week. People missed us. All right.
Wow.
This one's from Bioman. Hey, guys. Just started downloading and listening to your show, and it rocks. I think you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Up to date with all the advancements in hardware and software. I think that your show should have a shout-out section. Or people can email in and shout outs to all their friends, or I'd like to be the first. If you don't even make this new section, would you please give me a shout out anyway?
Isn't that just emails?
I'm telling you.
Right, by the way, it's the email section.
I am not American. I'm from Northern Ireland in the UK. I've downloaded every episode of your show except the private test broadcast. So, since your show rocks, give me a shout out, please. Many thanks. Okay. Well,
Bio awesome. Man, this is for you. I love you, man. Thanks, thanks for listening.
Shouts to this guy.
Yeah. Keep up the good work in wherever that place is. Where did he say this?
Echo sounds like he's cracking up over there.
Dying.
Do I need to leave the room? Because I can.
Oh, no, it's not you at all. You know, I'll just tell you guys about this website later when there's news.
Not a problem. All right.
It better not be news because that thing is like 4 years old.
It's not news.
Okay.
But it's hilarious.
All right. Continue with
last email.
This site's 4 years old. How the hell do you know what I'm looking at?
This is from Delete. And I guess, all right. I'm going to try my best to read this.
Is it in song format again?
It's in song format again.
Uh-oh.
All right. Here we go. Round 2. Shit. Oh, .NET is down. I miss hearing your sound. I feared I wouldn't hear you talk about the things in rubber chalk. My name is not D. I like 7-Eleven. I'm glad that OmniScan is back again to help me out when trouble is about. Baseline is the shit. You know what I'm saying. I love the music you guys be playing. Keep up the good for all of us, and maybe I won't crack up like Papa Puss.
Actually, Delete. I know who this guy is.
Actually, you know what?
Zero.
I brought the music down there for anybody who wants to remix that. Feel free.
Fuck off. That was great. He's actually a 15-year-old kid from Louisiana.
Oh, you know this guy?
Yeah, I do. He's an asshole. I really don't like him at all.
Well, that email was kind of funny, so I wanted to read
So you hear that, Dilip? Murdoch loves you.
Yep.
Wow.
I love you.
In that special personal way.
He's on the Phone Losers of America forums all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so go figure.
Well, so if you guys are interested in dropping us an email, we'll most likely will try to read it on the air. Just basenet at basenetradio.net.
I guess that would be it.
Do it now or else.
Oh.
All right. So let's
Damn
go
it,
on to
wait.
The next section.
Oh, Microsoft Exchange crashed.
What?
What?
Please.
I go do it now or die. I said Microsoft Exchange crashed.
Oh.
All right.
Keep
go
up,
ahead.
Man. Keep up.
Next section. And of course, that means it's time for our guest interrogation.
Yay.
So bring out the heat lamp.
It's really hot in here.
Oh, there we
go. Shit, you have,
come on, man. It's so hot in here.
I can't see my eyes. Okay, so first things first. We have a guest here on the show today. If you haven't noticed, it's Murdoch.
And I'm talking way too much.
And he loves Delete.
Oh, right. I love D. I think it's D-Elite.
D-Elite.
It's D3 something.
He actually has a plethora of screen names, handles, whatever.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
so, yeah. Okay.
Well, we're not talking about Delete. We're talking about you.
All right.
So what's up with you?
Well,
what are you into?
What am I into? I'm freaking, I suppose. I guess. Being a scene whore. And drinking a lot. I like
drinking while freaking?
Drinking while freaking. You know, break out the beige box, break out the 40. Why not?
Drinking while freaking. I can imagine that. I love you, operator.
I love you.
You are so nice
you are so
to
great.
Me.
I'm a line man. Will you put this test call through for me? I swear I work for TELUS.
I'm a little drunk right now.
You know I do because I'm drinking on the job.
You know those Canadians always drinking. Okay.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
What's been going on? I actually just moved out to New York and about last month, and I'm really loving it so far. Gives me a chance to come down to Jersey and record Basenet.
Here's my question. Have you traveled, where's that tunnel that goes from which... That one tunnel that goes to the L from
know what I'm thinking. On 14th Street.
Right, from 14th Street Station to the L, there's a little connection underneath.
I actually have, yes.
Did you see anything out of the ordinary on any doors or burnt
walls
into lights?
Actually,
melted.
That when I did do that, it was walking to the Triple H party, and that was in July.
So you
should have been there.
No, I didn't. What was there? Because I'll go down there tomorrow and look.
Sticker?
OmniScan stickers.
Yes.
I'm going to go down there tomorrow and look.
The birthing point.
Okay. I shall go down there tomorrow and look for him.
Awesome.
All right, so what are you...
There's like at least three left. That was since December?
Wait, there are stickers left?
There's one melted into a light.
I call one.
What was that?
Good luck scraping off the light.
Oh.
Oh, don't say there's some left and then they're on lights.
Oh, you asshole.
I'm thinking you have like a ream somewhere.
No. They're stuck. They're
stuck.
Already stuck. Yeah. If I had them, they would have been used by now.
Okay. All right. So, what was the first thing you ever did that got you into phone freaking?
Got me into phone freaking? Actually, I was 13 years old and I stayed up one night and I watched Hackers the day previous.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It never ends well.
Oh, no, it never ends well. Are you just shooting radio? Base deposit, 75 cents. I did a search for Hacker, and then I looked into phone freaking. I read some text on...
Welcome to Verizon.
Thank you, James Earl Jones.
Verizon is not as forgiving as I am.
That's awesome. I forget what I read. I read the Alt 2600 FAQ, and then somehow I made my way to the Phone Losers of America website and read the entire thing in like two nights.
Damn.
Yeah.
I love it. And from there, I just got caught up into that sort of thing. And from there, you know, whatever. I like prank phone calls and stuff. So.
Yeah, they're fun as hell.
Weren't you on one to like some theater or something? Or was that somebody else? That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we remotely call forwarded, did some leet hacks or freaking, and remotely call forwarded numbers to a public voice bridge.
Okay.
And and the calls would terminate to the silent voice bridge, and we'd answer them. They'd be like,
okay.
Movie theater. And now, thank you. Now the FBI knows what we did.
They do?
Well.
Just now.
Yeah, just now. I just explained it.
They were wondering who that movie theater was.
They were like,
well, who are they going to put out a warrant for? Murdoch?
Yeah. Oh, that's why we use the fake names.
Yeah.
I thought it was just because we were cool.
Fuck.
That too. Right. That's why we bleep out our real names.
Here's something that's out of left field. Have you done any phone freaking with the new voiceover IP tech?
Actually, I've actually kind of shied away from voiceover IP.
Really?
Yeah. I really want to get into it. I want to get an Asterix box running.
Really bad?
Really bad. But let's just face it, I'm just lazy.
And poor.
And very, very poor. Now that I've moved out to New York and
He's accepting donations, people.
No. I'm accepting donations.
You're Poe. You can't afford the R.
I'm Poe. Yet I still have money to buy my pack of Marlboro 100s.
From the guy who sells them for $5.
Well, on Long Island. On Long Island, they're $4, so.
Ooh.
Not as bad as in the city.
Okay. Not nearly.
Not nearly, no.
They're only $7.99 in the city.
All right, Murdoch, I got a question for you.
All right.
What have you done that you feel you had the most fun doing and or getting out of it?
Like an exploit of some kind, or?
Sure, why not?
The most, I'd say you always have fun when you have to leave fleeing in fear. Okay? And I don't know if you flee someplace in fear, like of prosecution or something, you know you've had a good time. And in October, I attended Freaknik 8.
That or you walked into the Republican National
Convention by accident. Yeah, by accident. With that vest on. Never mind.
Go on.
Freaknik 8, I got kicked out for, apparently. They said I hacked the phone line somehow. And I guess I'm not allowed back at Freaknik 9. Like, apparently Southeast 2600 hates me, so...
Wow.
Greets to them!
Southeast.
Yeah, S-E.
Not like Florida, it's the whole Southeast.
No, it's the whole Southeast hates me, and apparently I'm not allowed back in Nashville ever, so. Note to self, stay out of Nashville. Oh, fuck.
There goes 10.
I'm gonna miss everything. Oh, well. But, yeah, that was kind of fun. I had to sit in a truck stop for a day and a half. Well, yeah, my ride back to Kansas City.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But it was worth it. I had a great time. Got way too drunk. Drunks and phone freaking.
Now, here's a million-dollar question. Right. Did you actually do shit to the phone, or was it just like, eh?
No comment.
Oh, damn.
Never mind it. I know. Whatever they said I didn't. So, deny everything.
Do you remember what they said you did?
They said I remotely call forwarded their number to a cell phone in Seattle, I think they said. And I really didn't get much out of them. The Nashville police were very nice. They came in, they took me down to the hotel office, and they sat me down, they got all my info, as much as I gave them. And the chick came into the room, the lady police officer, and she goes, "Well, real name here, we're going to have to take you to jail tonight." And I was like... Oh, fuck. My dad's going to have to come bail me out of jail in Nashville. And I was like, and since I had like just turned 18, I was going to regular, I thought I was going to go to regular jail.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, "I'm just fucking with you." And I was like, oh.
Wow.
She goes, "But the hotel is asking that you leave." And I said, "All right, well, happy trails. I'll go sit in this truck stop." So it was.
On the bright side, you got to meet some cool truckers.
So. No, I actually. Well, the truck stop had Wi-Fi and an outlet, and it let me smoke. And they let me smoke inside. So
that's it.
I was fucking set, dude. I sat in the back and I kept Wi-Fi on the entire time. I bought this little 24-hour card for $5. I was set. I had two packs of smokes on me. That was it.
You had your own Freaknik.
Mm-hmm. I had my own hacker convention.
Yes. You the smokes and a 40.
Yeah, smoke. Oh, I didn't have alcohol. But I had some Sacker 2s without ephedra.
Aw.
Yeah.
Without ephedra.
Yeah. Sorry. It was like when the band went out.
Okay, so anyone else have questions? D-Money?
D-Money?
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't like me. I could tell on the car ride here you were just like, "Oh, I'm going to stab this
I have a very sharp object in my right-hand pocket."
No,
please
sorry,
don't poke me.
Sorry. It's not that D-Mad doesn't like you. It's not that he doesn't like anyone. He just doesn't talk.
Yeah.
I hate everybody.
Put away
my friend,
the knife.
I hate everybody equally.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to slap my hand so people could hear, not shake my hand. But that's okay.
He has to be the silent one.
Yeah, because
thank
you know,
Echo. Cool.
No problem.
Because you know, Silent Slate has silent in his name, and DMAD's just
DMAD.
All right, well, I'm silent in person. I'm not silent on the air. It's backwards. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, any more questions for me, or are you guys gonna move on to the next section? One more at all, or
what did you think when you first heard of OmniScan?
That's an interesting one.
Oh, okay.
That came out of
that's
nowhere.
Yeah. I thought, well, what the fuck does that mean? And I figured it was an inside joke, so I didn't ask any questions of it.
Well, now you know.
Now you just started and spouting OmniScan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I start. Hell, it's like cat sex. You just start. It just grows on you. OmniScan. Cat sex. Fuck your mother. It just grows on you.
Oh, wow. Fuck your mother.
Just figured I'd throw that in there. Keep you guys on your toes.
That sounds like inversion therapy. But anyway, next question, because you mentioned this before. You originally got interested in freaking because of hacking or hackers.
Hackers in the beautiful right. 1995
But you looked up hacking first. What made you decide to go for phones as opposed to computers? Besides maybe lack of computer.
Phones are more, you know, kind of hardware-oriented as opposed to, like, you know...
Software.
Software-oriented. You know, phones, you have something right in front of you. You know, you have, you know, 5VSS or DMS-100, or you have, you know, a bunch of pairs sitting in front of you. Whereas now with VoIP, it's migrating back to software. It's all going to be soft phones and asterisks and what have you. And it's going to be running over Internet Protocol, which is cool. New.
Yeah, but it leaves a lot of options because it eventually it's voice over IP, but it still connects to PSTN on the other side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. And which is why you can do that, well, like, you know, caller ID spoofing. That's been done so many times by ad nauseum.
It makes it so, like, well, it's the word I'm looking for. It alters the way you can do caller ID spoofing by a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not fair.
Huh? It's not fair.
It's not fair. That day, the day that I met you again.
Again.
With Eyeball and Natus.
Yeah.
I got a call from Eyeball because he kept saying, like, hey, where are you? And I'm not going to answer the phone and tell him I haven't left yet.
You know, I haven't left the Bronx yet.
I'm still in the boonies. What are you talking about?
And I looked at, somebody called again, and I looked at it, and it said, voicemail. What?
That was actually me.
It's like my voicemail's calling me? That's interesting. Let's answer it. I was expecting, please enter your PIN number.
Please enter your social security number at the tone.
If you said that, I would have done it. I'd be like, all right, the voicemail really wants to know.
That's fucked up.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, we're all tired. We're all so exhausted.
You know what? I am so exhausted. I traversed Manhattan 4 times at least today.
On foot,
in the rain.
For no reason.
Fucking beat. Yep. Yeah, for no reason, just to do deliveries.
To make a living.
Yeah. Okay. Next section. Because we're running short on
Let's
time.
Let's take over the fucking show.
We're never running short of time.
No, we're not running short of time. I actually was calling for time, but whatever. Go on.
Okay.
Next section.
Next
section.
Wow.
Having fun, Echo?
And go with the falsetto there.
All right, so as opposed to that, that means we are time for...
Distro.
Oh, that's right.
It's not yours. Is that you,
Echo? Dude, relax, Echo.
He's so used to that music being, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Can I make the announcement?
Yes.
Well, no, that will be the next section, won't it?
No, but then you're going to be confused if I'm here and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Dude, whoever said you were supposed to be doing it, I'm the one who originally was supposed to be.
Bitch, you gave that shit to me the first day I was here. You said, holy shit, you're the man. Take distro of the week.
Yeah,
and
I did. So you're not doing it anymore.
Well, at least let me explain to them what's going on.
It may actually disappear.
Let me explain what's going on.
Okay, explain what's going on then.
Explain to
you. Echo, you got some spleening to do.
I was waiting for somebody to do that. I got tired of doing distro of the week. Linux is the same everywhere.
Agree.
It's like saying, hey, I'm going to do a distro on Windows XP, then Windows 98, then Windows NT, then Windows ME.
No. Never again.
Never ME.
Wait, what about Windows... 3.11 for work groups.
How about Windows Bonzi Buddy version? Oh wait, isn't that every version connected to the internet?
We need to do Windows 1.0.
I actually have it on disk somewhere.
So do I.
You guys are sad. But
nothing beats DOS shell.
I'll
go for that.
Oh right, I'm still talking. So I don't. Ow! Shit.
Well, I'm gonna go out and have a smoke now.
Wait, you can't just get up.
He's gone.
Dude. I guess he can.
Fine. If you want me to sit, I'll do it.
So
go on.
So yeah, I don't want to do this show of the week anymore. So I'm relinquishing the seat, and Slicko sat down.
Okay. I'm sitting down for today, but this may be the last distro of the week unless we find one that's like, ooh, this is cool. Because I know I already found one that works for me.
We still have a couple that we kind of owe, like OSX and Tiger.
I mean, can you do them like randomly?
Yeah. It could be like the distro of the month at this point.
Yeah, it could be a distro section, not even distro of the week anymore.
All right.
Fuck it. We'll rename it distro.
Didn't like the distro end of sentence.
What's wrong with that? It's just the distro section. Boom. Done.
Like that?
Exactly.
It's a joke. Relax.
You know what?
You don't take what
I'm going to sample that and use that from now on. Every week we have a distro section. That's going to be the music. Him right there. No, not really.
That'd be awesome.
Anyway, this week's distro. And maybe this distro is IP Cop.
Oh, that's an excellent
distro.
Oh, that's
right.
Distro.
You use that?
No, but I've seen...
You've seen it.
We've used it a couple times, yeah.
It's
excellent distro.
It's basically, if you're too lazy to set up your own, like, firewall, gateway box, IPCOP does it all for you. It's, like, nothing the size of it, but it's installed. It's, like, maybe 50 megs.
That's excellent. You can put that on an old Caviar hard drive and pop it in, and that's it.
That's exactly what it's
on.
It's on a Caviar 2 gig.
Nice.
That's a waste of a 2 gig.
It is. Well, logs take up space.
It's true.
And if you have it, and I mean, I had this thing with a runtime of like 400 days.
Oh, it must have hurt to turn that off.
Yeah, it does, because I mean, every now and then they release an update that requires a reboot. But recently, even as, like with 1.4, I've never had to reboot it since I had a version of 1.4 on there. They're up to 1.4.6 right now.
Nice.
And it's a very sweet interface. I believe it runs on the 2.4 kernel. You could do port forwarding, all that stuff. And I know a lot of routers could limit how much you could port forward.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. I never know.
Limit you, yes, completely.
This is the only router
you
have.
You have 10 ranges, and then you have 10 official port per ports. And that's it.
Why?
Because they're stupid.
Oh, okay.
Their firmware is very limited. Doesn't have a lot of memory, and, you know, it goes skimpy.
Eh. I guess that's how they get those suckers so small.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
You don't have that 2 gigs of window there.
No, I'm running it on a... Well, I was running it on a 75 megahertz...
Ouch.
Like 46. It was either 46 or a low-end Pentium, but whatever. I was running on that, and it did its job just fine.
Did it upgrade now?
The problem was I did not... I didn't want to deal with the floppy disk and the CD-ROM drive. The BIOS is so old, you can't boot from CD. So I was too lazy to find a floppy, and I threw it in on a 233 that I don't use anymore.
That's good.
So, yeah, it runs. Is it a 200 or 233? I believe it's 233. Who cares? Same bullshit.
It's still slow, but it's good enough for what it does.
Oh, yeah.
Does it have minimum RAM requirements or no? Like,
not... Well,
like
maybe
32 megs or something?
Maybe fine. 32. I forget. It's low. Low
I mean,
numbers.
Shit. Considering the operating system itself is only 50.
Yeah, it's... And that I had it running on a 75 megahertz box.
Yeah,
so.
32 is probably where I would go for.
Hell, I could probably
just find
run
the oldest stick of memory you have in your house, pop it in, throw it in the corner.
Exactly. So it's great for that. Just two NICs, throw a switch in one end, throw wherever you're getting the rest of your net from in another, and bam,
is there
done.
Anything that you would like to see on it that hasn't been put on it yet?
Porn.
I think you can do that yourself.
When D-Matt speaks, he speaks well.
Yes.
And a lot of times for all of us.
Thank you! iPorn cop? What?
Maybe. Maybe one day we'll write our own little distro. No, somebody already did that.
Lesbian Linux?
Yeah, Lesbian Linux.
Hey, actually, we have a Debian whore here now, so...
Debian whore? Who's running Debian?
Does the Debian have that big green start button? Because that's all I know. And AOL, too.
Start button? What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
He's talking about some Microsoft thing.
Yeah, I know how to get on AOL, and that's about it.
Hmm. You know? He uses phone lines, right? Right?
What?
He uses phone lines? You like those, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I love phone lines. Man, those copper wires.
Did you just say AOL?
No. I mean Prodigy.
You're still getting shot.
Twice.
Ow.
That was three, actually. But...
Oh, I heard two.
Well, whatever. It was a flesh wound. I don't mind.
Oh, well, I'm done.
Watch out, he's going to bleed on you.
He's into blood, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You're still drinking that thing.
Shit is wonderful.
Yoink.
It's keeping me alive.
All right. Still slurping away there. Murdoch always slurping away on something.
Oh. Okie dokie.
And that is the first and last gay joke of the night.
Really? Because I was going to comment on how long and hard it was, but.
Oh, shit.
But oh well, wow. I guess I can't now.
I guess it's not as bad as my comment.
No, right. See, Murdoch's awesome because he takes those jokes like they're supposed to be taken.
Like a man? Tastes like
take
a man.
Everything like a man.
All right, this is the exact
joke. Moving on, please.
You should please move on.
Yeah, okay.
All right, next section, I guess.
And wait. Before we do anything, why do your lights keep flashing?
They keep flashing?
Like it's a brownout or something. Is that because we have all this electrical equipment? Because
we
running?
Live in the boonies and there's nothing out here.
The line that the lights are on are... I don't know why the lights would keep flashing. They're not on the same line as the rest of the gear.
It's like... They're like...
I don't know.
YMCA!
You assholes! They're doing YMCA!
A-D-D!
Actually...
What the hell's that?
All right, I'm sorry. Sorry for ADDing you, Slicko.
No, that's okay. No, because these lines are on the power box switch 11. So that means nothing to
the rest of us.
Well, that's not much in the house. That's like down here, the small power
Slick.
Lines. And
Slick.
Yeah, nobody cares. Right.
All right, that concludes the why the fuck are the lights blinking section.
Quick, okay. On to the next section.
With the music nobody was used to.
Play some music.
What is the next section?
It says...
The real section that we're on is actually
developers.
A brand new section that's not on that list.
Oh, it's not?
Yes. Developers. Developers!
Rip out Echo's mic, please.
Does it so well.
All right, so the new section we're actually supposed to be introducing right now is... What is it? You want application of the week?
Ah.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Crap, let me get the man page up.
You're okay. Well, in the meantime, the lights are still flickering. And...
this is my second bottle of Propel Fitness Water, grape flavor. Big ups to Gatorade.
Shit, Gatorade. Ew, fuck Gatorade.
Yeah, fuck them.
Oh, man.
Man, Gatorade's the shit, son.
Are we doing a commercial here or not, man?
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, we're not doing a commercial.
I don't want to do product insertion.
Okay. For everybody
it's
who
so
listened
refreshing.
To the show, you have a goal this week. Drink nothing from Gatorade.
Yes, please.
Yes.
I can't do that.
You can't?
Not in this weather, no. You know what?
I am sweating.
You can always drink an alternative
here,
that starts with a P and ends in an A.
What?
Starts with a P and ends in an A, you might be able to drink that.
Oh, dude, you just gave another person a shot. Fuck them. Don't drink anything
Powerade.
That ends in an A.
I got it. It's Powerade.
Fuck you!
Oh, Powerade's ghetto.
I'm sitting here thinking like, what
ghetto.
Is it?
Anyway, application of the week.
Application of the week, come on.
Application of the week. Can I get some music?
My microphone sounds weird.
We did already. No, it was the light of the week music.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Light of the week.
He's like, can I get some music on this bitch?
Yo, just play the music again.
Yeah, let's re-pimp.
Do we have to?
Come on,
man. Repimp him.
Rewind.
I love it.
All right.
Application of the week.
Go on.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was useless. Holy crap.
All right. Here's a new section that I want to do because I don't want to diss just anymore. It's called Application of the Week. We'll find a better name eventually, but this application, I've been looking around and I've decided that I don't want to use my X server anymore because it takes better. Yes, DMED.
Please email us with suggestions for this particular section name.
Index
Back
finger
to you.
Of Basenet Radio.
Wow. Sorry.
I just thought of that.
You might as well sell the shocker of Basenet Radio.
You just have to one up me every time, don't you?
Two in the pink, one in the stink, what?
Oh! Okay, moving on.
Application
of the week. ADD.
So recently I've been looking for some software because I've decided not to use my Xserve anymore to read my little comic images right there. And everything I've found, which is nothing until recently, I need to use my X server for GQ, View, XV, and, you know, a couple other ones. And I don't want to have to use my X server just to read, just to look at, you know, comics.
Images. What about, isn't there something like CJPEG?
Say what?
CJPEG? SEJPEG or something?
Oh, that runs it runs an M player. It's an M player plug-in.
Oh, you're talking about an M player thing.
No, okay. Not at all.
No, CJPEG, I believe, is an external application that uses SVGA lib.
All right, I don't have it, and I've never heard of it, and that could have helped me like 2 weeks ago. Thanks.
Sorry.
You should have asked.
I posted on forums, and I got nothing.
But he doesn't read them. Anyway.
You don't ever go on AIM.
Ooh. Is there anything wrong with that?
Wait.
I go on IRC.
Echo.
That's true.
So what was the application that you used for this week?
The FBI?
FBI.
What? Look around.
Oh.
What, huh? FBI?
NSA what?
NSA, ooh. CIA?
Spider!
I'm not...
Sorry.
What? That's what it's called. What the hell are you talking about?
The FBI.
It's the FBI. The Linux Frame Buffer Image Viewer.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice.
I want to see.
You want to see it in action, or yes. You want to see the name?
Sit down.
No, I want to see FBI in action.
Never mind.
Man.
Just go.
Yeah, hold up the slick. You have to raise your hand to get out of your seat.
Right.
And I've actually found it really helpful.
Sorry, I just had to raise my hand after that comment.
Yes, slick.
Anyway, we're always doing this to poor Echo, cutting him off.
Since when the hell do I care? I want to go back to my bed.
Yeah, me too. Anyway,
just go.
All right, and it's a frame buffer image viewer.
Oh, so by the way, I forgot to make.
Damn it!
I need something to throw.
Here, throw my lighter. No, don't throw it.
I almost give you my knife. Okay, this is the most dangerous section we've ever had.
No, D-Mad tried to cut me before.
Yes, but now Echo's
that's
gonna fling it at you.
I did not.
You.
It's a lie.
Dude, that's nothing, Slick. I'll burn your house down, because I'm a little violent. Oh.
Okay, give me the
lighter. Dude, you're getting a little too personal here.
Okay.
Well, why does it sound like my mic doesn't work?
It does. You're just not close enough when it doesn't sound like it's working.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You sound fine.
Sorry. I just wasn't wearing my headphones. I just realized.
Oh.
Can I finish? I'm almost done.
Go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead.
See, look, it works.
It works. That's nice. No one can
hear
it.
You know what? It's radio.
That's
and
awesome.
That's
that is
awesome.
So hot.
I love Johnny.
That is so hot.
If anybody can see, he has a picture of Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, cover 3.
No, wow. It's not cover 3. It's cover 1.
Cover 1? Okay.
Yeah, it's cover 1.
See, I'm an idiot.
And,
hey, you know what it was? I didn't know it, dude. Thank you.
God, shut the hell up!
Just because you like good comics, man. Jesus.
I just want to finish my section.
I think I found out why the show works better with only 3 people. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I'm gone.
Yeah, so if you're using any sort of software that any sort of Linuxes that have package managers, you can probably emerge it. It's called FBI, or search it. I don't know what the heck it's called in Gentoo. I don't know where you can find it on the internet, but I'm using Debian, so I don't have to worry about that. Apt-get, motherfuckers. Apt-get. It's called FBI. Use it in a frame buffer to, you know, look at images. You can look at a whole directory of images. It's got a whole bunch of options. Resize, rotate left, right, probably some other cool ones that I haven't played with yet, because I'm happy with it, and I'm done.
Wow.
Sounds good.
He's always very professional when he finally gets around to it.
No, I'm professional when you guys shut the fuck up and let me finish.
Seriously.
Exactly.
So you're done?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Great section.
Now nobody has to cut him off anymore.
D-Mad's actually playing a really good movie on his laptop.
Ooh, movie.
It's called What the Bleep what the Do We Know?
Wait, how do you know about that?
I saw it in the theaters.
Nice. Did you really?
Yeah. I saw it was running in Kansas City for like 13 weeks, man. It was on there for like 2 or 3 months.
I told everybody here about that.
Yeah.
Did we actually see this in New York? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, right? Because we're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, moving on.
Wow.
I did that too. It almost fell over.
Yeah.
You didn't notice.
You should be happy.
All right, and for anyone who's interested in FBI and doesn't have Debian, so they can't app
oh,
yet.
Oh, you found it? You're the man.
Linux.bytesex.org. And I'm not kidding you. BYTESex.org.
Dude,
and
is that like right hot sex?
Yes.
Okay, anyway.
Except with little, you know,
bytes.
So, yeah, check it out. There's a download section. They actually have a bunch of other cool stuff there. Like
oh, yeah?
IDA, Exitran,
thumbnail.cgi, some other cool stuff you might want to pick up.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, no apt-get, motherfucker. Apt-get, but the hard way. All right, what else we got? Next section, I guess?
I love that. Actually, no, that's not that. We just finished that one. So we're cool.
Yeah. Okay, so next section.
Next section.
Break it down, motherfucker.
And it's time for the news. And what do we have today?
I don't know.
Let's start with you, Slick.
Me? Okay.
I didn't catch it.
Talking, driving, too much for brain to handle.
Talking, driving,
yacking
crashing.
Yacking on a cell phone while driving is dangerous because the brain can't handle both tasks, researchers at Johns Hopkins University said Tuesday. Well, that's odd, because I could handle talking to people who are next to me. Maybe it's just that the cell phone companies have such shitty quality. But anyway, I'll stop with that.
That is the problem, that seriously.
It's more of the problem than anything else, because every other word is, what did you say? Can you hear me now? And shit like that. Imaging tests run at the university's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences found that subjects submitted to both audio and video distractions showed decreased activity in, say, the auditory section of the brain while focusing on visual tasks and vice versa. Who the fuck gets distracted by video when driving?
I do have huge 5-inch monitors in the back. No, just kidding.
Yeah, in the back. Why would your head be around on the back?
There was this kid who went to my high school, and he drove like a Lexus IS300, and he was like some bastard kid who had a lot of money.
Okay. Obviously.
And he had instead of an airbag, and he had a TV, so we always prayed that he got into an accident so that, you know, he'd
die. Smash his head
into the steering wheel.
Or TV.
And then the next day he did.
And I wish. as far as I know, the motherfucker's still alive.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's probably that motherfucker in the Durango.
Lovely.
Anyway.
Directing attention to listening effectively turns down the volume on input to the visual parts of the brain, said Stephen Yant. That's a bad analogy. A professor in the department and the leader of the research team. In a statement, the evidence we have right now strongly suggests that attention is strictly limited, a zero-sum game. Attention is deployed to one modality, say in this case talking on a cell phone, it necessarily extracts a cost of another modality, in this case the visual task of driving. So,
I actually hate talking on my cell phone and driving.
Bless you.
Like, I try to avoid it at all costs.
Right. Because you get a ticket?
No, not because I get a ticket. You can drive and talk in Kansas. It's just because I don't pay attention to the road when I'm talking on the phone.
It's never stopped me.
Yeah,
there's a reason for that, though. Like Slick said.
True.
The quality. It forces you to do double time.
Yeah.
You have to hear what they said and then interpret what the fuck the garbled mess was. I mean, seriously, you think you actually have a conversation, but what you hear is, and then I'm, and I'm, and you're going to be there at 5, right? It's like, what?
Oh, that sounds like you.
Exactly.
Do you ever have a conversation with Eyeball at all? It usually goes like that.
It's true. A conversation with somebody on a T-Mobile phone, just something like this.
Exactly.
I don't know if you've noticed.
That's exactly what you hear, but you make up the rest of the words. But you're taking brain power to do that. So, like, fuck making the left. I'm like, interpret what he said or go home.
Or a tree.
Break! Crash. And the sad part is you probably yell out brake.
My car doesn't have a brake pedal.
That makes me disturbed.
That's hardcore.
You just put the fucker into reverse real quick, just in case?
Well, it's kind of like parachute thing. It's cool. You should see it on the road. It's a Saturn, so.
Okay.
Does that just make me lose all street cred because I have a Saturn?
No, it just makes me really disturbed that your Saturn has a parachute.
Oh, parachute, yeah.
Parachute.
Parachute. Pants.
They're coming back in style, baby.
You saw that commercial? You heard that commercial, too?
Yeah.
That fucking commercial.
All right, what else do you guys like?
Why me?
Because you have most of the news.
Fine, I have news.
I do? Oh.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. I call it.
Yeah, do the one that you were talking about before.
The one with the thing with the funny?
Oh, no. Apparently, I found out from Murdoch it's not, like, new or funny at all.
No.
So, I'm just gonna...
Just say
read
it anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's the fuck you, fuck me, ultimate remote sex solution drive.
What?
Exactly.
That is so hot.
Well, it goes in a 5 1/4 drive, which, you know, most computers have.
Yeah, it's a genital replacement. You can have sex with your computer.
Right.
But it's supposed to be like
over
like
TCP/IP.
Yeah.
The pictures are pretty funny.
So, are you going to give out the link?
Yeah, URL that bitch.
It seems every week we have something that has that could remotely have something to do with something strange and robots with AI.
Yes, because we like robots. Robots are funny. Robots are going to kill us
all.
And
when the robots grab you with their strong metal arms, because robots are strong.
The website is...
They give you good probing.
Oh. No, they eat old people's medicine for fuel.
The website is
fu-fme.com, and that's the letter U, not the word.
And spell out hyphen?
Hyphen, yes. It's H-Y-P-H.
Aren't you looking at the link?
Q. Come on.
No, don't look at your keyboard, man.
The genital drive, model F or M?
That's F. Awesome.
Isn't it awesome?
I'm scared of the M.
Yeah, I know, it looks like a weapon.
You're the only one scared of the M, you pussies.
No, it looks like a tampon stuck in a disc drive. I'm sorry.
It kind of does. It does kind of look scary.
Go to the fact. It's hilarious.
Let's check this fucker out.
The images are hilarious. That chick is
Oh,
totally
dear God. Thanks. I didn't ever went to the fact, so, yeah.
That chick is totally just, like, straddling her desk. It's hilarious.
If anyone... I just want to see somebody straddle, like, an HP Pavilion tower or something.
Imagine she's using the monitor to stabilize. It's really funny. But she's sitting on the keyboard. That's got to hurt after a while.
Yeah, I guess it would.
Never stop me.
Anyway, I think we've just given enough hints for people to give this a check, so
all right,
expect some
hints. I had real news.
Actually. All right, real news, good. Can put the headphones back on for that.
Aw, it's fucked up.
Fingerprint readers can now replace passwords. I mean, it's slightly outdated, but Hewlett-Packard's getting on the wagon.
Gravy train?
High five.
Not high-fiving, I'm giving a...
No, eight, high five, high five, let's go. Fuck my mic. Hewlett-Packard's now shipping with their computers fingerprint readers that will take the place of passwords, so you can log into all of your crap with your finger. They're actually pretty cool. My friend has one on his Dell.
That's kind of scary, though, because now they have my fingerprints.
Yeah. But this is actually built into the computer.
Oh, how do I know that they don't phone home and let people know what my friends are?
They're like next to like
the mouse pad.
They're next to the mouse pad. You just got to go like that. Like you swipe your finger across a little piece of metal.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool because I can't log in because it's not my computer. My friends laugh at me because I don't have their fingerprints.
Well, not yet.
Exactly.
Just take a glass from inside their house.
Yeah. Take a glass from inside their house.
Steal one, put it in your pocket, lift their print.
And there you go. Make a latex over thing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it in Charlie's Angels. It must be true.
Exactly. I saw it on CSI.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't be making fun of CSI. Whoa, what's wrong with CSI?
Okay. Dude.
Nothing.
Damn straight.
Wait, Slicka, why are you holding up your hands?
I'm giving countdown time. How much time is left? That's in minutes.
Oh.
Oh, is that when we're going to set up the bomb?
Somebody set up the bomb?
Yeah.
We get signal?
Main screen turn on.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to go like that.
Sorry.
Too late.
Take off every zig.
They blame hackers.
Oh, no. Don't get me started on that.
Anyway.
Dead air.
There's no dead air here.
Brought to us by DMAD.
So we have 50 passwords and whatever Polaroid head has here.
Yo, I got a lot, man. I'm like that, man. I'm right on cue.
Nice.
News.
That's my moment.
Where'd that come from?
No, he goes, it's Dead Air brought to you by DMAD.
Another great, wonderful Dead Air moment.
Oh, man. I love it.
All right. Fine. I got more news.
Right. Oh,
if you want. Well, this is a lot of the news I got is kind of like self-explanatory. You should already know it if you're in like the hacker scene. But I guess this is for noobs.
Like we are
and nubs and noobzors.
Noobzors.
Wait.
Like that.
Like that guy name ends with 225.
Oh, the media whore guy.
The guy who writes for Vaughn magazine.
All right. Shush. Wow. We're running out of time. Securing your home Wi-Fi network from hackers and prowlers.
Okay, and moving on.
The gist of it teaches people how to secure their Wi-Fi.
In other words, turn it off.
No, it actually tells them how to use WEP.
That's not really securing it.
Oh, that's not really secure at all, man.
I'm just saying, hey, it's better than leaving it completely off. Default router. Kismet's like, holy shit, that's red. Get it.
Look,
get
on that bitch now. I've been working on getting WPA working on my Linux box, but it's like a bit proprietary bullshit you gotta go through.
Next section, next week, Hacker joke of the week?
Yeah. Hacker joke of the week?
Is it those horrible jokes you were telling in the car over here? Because I really don't feel...
Oh, no. Well...
I don't feel comfortable saying those on air. Like, archive for the whole world to hear me, like, yeah. I really don't feel comfortable with that.
The one with the teddy bear?
Okay, should I say it?
Yeah.
All right.
No, man, come on, don't do that.
All right. I don't want to defile...
This is a family show.
I don't want to defile BaseNet Radio's
name. I'll change the subject, okay. Security, this is Norm speaking.
Hi, Norm. My computer crashed at home. I had a power surge and my BLT drive went AWOL. I have a big paper due for Mr. Kawasaki, and, you know, if I don't get it done, he's going to ask me to commit harakiri. You know, these Japanese management techniques. Listen, can I get the number for the modem? Let's my computer talk to the one there. Boxy thing, Norm, with switches?
Yeah, it's,
212-555-1. Nice.
It's 212-555-1212. So
no, it's not 1212.
It's not.
No, it's like 1-4 something.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't know.
This is where we all fall asleep.
Yeah,
I know there's a 4 in it, but
yeah,
the music is really not helping.
It's, yeah, this,
but
this
I kind
of
like
asleep.
It. It's like
I love soothing. This kind of music. Don't get me wrong, but
it's not energetic. That's the problem.
Well,
with it.
Yeah, that and not everybody has Monster in their house.
Oh man,
dude, I've been up for so long. It feels like I've been up forever.
I miss my bed.
I do miss my bed.
Oh, okay, it shocked me. Shit, the mic shocked me.
You're not supposed to kiss the mic,
dude.
You have everything coming to you, motherfucker. 3 minutes? Finally,
yes.
I can go smoke.
Okay.
Dude, right, it's like 60 minutes is hard.
Alright, so anyone have any dire news they need to read? Like, important? This has been a dead week.
Yeah.
You know why? Because everyone's been too busy making plans for the 4th of July than actually get work done.
It was
Friday,
so freaking hot.
I just closed like 8 tabs.
I want to remind everybody that Friday night, go to your local 2600 meetings. And
that's
if you're
right.
And if you're in New York City, come say hi to me.
Alright,
promise I won't hurt you.
Much.
Yes, thank you.
I got one. I'd like to hope that I get a nice warm welcome when I go up to the Ottawa 2600 meeting.
Oh,
I think that's where I'm going.
Oh, yeah?
I think that's where I'm going?
Yeah, because I don't remember.
That's
offhand.
Don't they speak that,
French?
No, it's called freedom.
Freedom?
Freedom fries, dumbass!
Damn, you are quick with shit like that.
Thank you. Okay, so Ottawa 2600, you're going to?
Yeah, I'm going there.
Everyone else, New York City 2600, obviously.
Most likely.
Yeah, except for D-Man.
Depends on if I want to get out of work.
I'm sorry?
You're killing yourself?
I'm killing myself, yes.
Shit.
Oh, okay. And then, everyone, Friday is also my birthday, so hookers,
beer,
and cocaine, and cigarettes. So,
cigarettes.
In that order, please, for my birthday. And back to you, Slick.
Okay. Slade's the host.
Oh, wow. Back to you. Well, Slick, you're right across from me, so I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right, so how much time we have left?
Sorry.
In seconds.
A little over a minute.
All right, so I guess...
Oh, in seconds?
No, that's fine.
Oh, no, 80.
I get nothing.
Oh, God.
Shouts?
Okay. Yeah, so shouts, I guess. Who doesn't have shouts? Anyone?
I don't have any shouts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Echo feels left out.
shouts to the group that I'm in, Patterns of Recognition.
Okay, shouts to RD, who can make it due to other reasons.
Shouts to the IRC.
Yeah, Down IRC that. Kids.
Ghostless, what's up?
Pound Bin Rev, we love you. We love you, Telco Bob.
Pound BaseNet.
Represent Pound BaseNet. Right,
yes, yeah, Pound BaseNet.
Pound OMG Cat Sex.
Motherfucker's always in there.
Pound, oh my god, Cat Sex, yes.
CatSex.org.
Ooh, CatSex.org.
Are you going there?
All right.
BaseNet.pixel. All right. So don't forget, if you guys have any comments, questions, or a review on our cruddy show, it's BaseNet@BaseNetRadio.net. Up next, you should be listening to Binary Revolution Radio on Rant as well as DDP. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, fucking distribute it, motherfucker!
Yeah, okay. Get the fuck out of here.
This is Silent Slade.
This is Slicko.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye, kids.
Later.
Get the fuck out of here. Get out of my house!